legal costs. Junior doctors have announced another series of strikes as they continue to demand a 35% pay rise. Members of the British Medical Association in England will walk out for 5 days from February the 24th. Labour leader Keir Starmer says it's up to ministers to seek a resolution.
I don't want these strikes to go ahead. I don't think anybody who uses the NHS wants the strikes to go ahead. I don't think the doctors want them to go ahead. What I do want is for the government to get in the room and negotiate and bring this to an end.
Health Secretary Victoria Atkins says she wants to find a reasonable solution that ends the stoppages. Israel's Prime Minister has asked his troops to evacuate Rafah, close to the border with Egypt. Benjamin Netanyahu's orders preview an expected Israeli invasion of the southern Gaza town. Military analyst Sean Bell says there are several questions that Netanyahu must consider.
Is it going to destroy Hamas? What are they going to achieve when they're in there? Is Israel going to be safer as a result? And what price are the Palestinians going to pay for that next phase of the operation?
The United Nations says almost 1 in 10 children under 5 in Gaza are acutely malnourished. A woman and two children have been hurt in a suspected poisoning at a house in East Sussex. Police were called to an address in Uckfield yesterday morning. They're in a serious but stable condition in hospital. An 8-year-old man who killed his wife by setting fire to her in their car has been jailed for the rest of his life. David Clark previously pleaded guilty to 77-year-old Helen's murder in Swansea. In sport, Caelan Doris will captain Ireland for the first time when they face Italy in Rugby Union's Six Nations on Sunday. The flanker takes over from regular skipper Peter Omani, who joins Targ Furlan, Tag Ben and Bundy Aki in being given the weekend off. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it will be largely cloudy with the odd lingering patch of light rain in places. During the early hours, it will remain largely dry, but some clear spells will also develop. Moderate winds, overnight lows of 7. Now, on Saturday morning, I know, I can believe it's Saturday almost, it will remain generally dry with a mix of bright spells and a few isolated showers in the afternoon. There is a chance of longer spells of rain moving in, but highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome back to the second hour of Friday's Drive. Yes, Friday the 9th of February with me, Joe Bailey, here on Drive. Now, just to let you know, if you are anywhere near the M11 or you're heading that way, the incident has been cleared northbound between Junction 5, Loudon and Junction 6. Now, I bet you're happy about that. Well, as happy as for railways anyway.
You As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories of something, even smoking weed, is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll have to do.
Noah Kahan, Stick Season. I love that bit. You know, like when it's banging. It feels like it's banging on a table, but it's not. It's like a stomp box. Absolutely love that. Noah Kahan with Stick Season. That's actually from our A-list on Phoenix FM. If you want to have a little look and think, oh, I'll have a look, and I might have a little request, of course, you can do that. In fact, I'd love you to do that. Go over to phoenixfm.com. Then you'll see the tab music, and you'll see what's in the A-list now. And if you keep scrolling, you'll see all the other A-lists we've had from the past. Goodness knows how long. Many years. And you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or of course on my socials at Joe Bailey Music, and that's J-O. Now, I don't know if you saw, well, I'm actually really missing Strictly still at the moment. I don't know about you. But I thought I would have a little peek in to what was on I was going to say the channel then, to what was on a Saturday night. I thought I'd have a little peek because I do love Bradley Walsh. And this show, to be fair, in my younger days, I was never actually a fan. But everyone I knew was. I suppose then it was only like about three channels back then. I suppose maybe that's why it was a huge hit back then. But I didn't realise actually that Bradley Walsh's son was actually hosting Gladiators with him. Did you see it? If you did, let me know what you think. Went to your radio@phoenixfm.com. Anyway, Bradley said it was really surreal hosting Gladiators with his son, as his wife, Donna, was actually a producer on the original show. And so he used to take his son, Barney, when he was a baby, all around the set. So Barney sort of got to meet all the original Gladiators. It must be really surreal for them all. So it's funny how this thing happens, and it's everything seems to come around. It's a very strange thing. Anyway, so Gladiators are on. Yes, at what time is it? Around 6 o'clock, isn't it? Yes, it's around 6 o'clock. It's on tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got the Masked Singer. I do love a bit of Masked Singer. I'm now hooked. I like saying... take it off, take it off. I can't help it. There is a double elimination tomorrow, and Lorraine Kelly's going to be joining panellists Rita Ora, Davina McCall, Mo Gilligan and Jonathan Ross all on the panel. So it's going to be a brilliant one tomorrow. I do love my Saturday nights again. But anyway, here's Dire Straits' Walk of Life here on Phoenix FM.
Yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
the team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 is free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Right, they're coming up now. We've got a song from 1982, charted number 6 here in the UK. But if you like saxophone solos, then you are going to love this, because this track, actually, it was the biggest hit of the 80s in the US, right, that had a saxophone solo. And actually, the guy that's playing it was called Mr. Casual back in the day, Charles Deschamps. So listen to this brilliant stuff, Hall & Oates, Manheater. tin saxophone. You're Hall & Oates at Maneater. Oh, you can just hear that going, echoing in the background. Right, and coming up, we've got a Dua Lipa with IDGAF. And, after that, we'll be hearing, seeing what's going on for the travel. I'm not looked yet. I'm going to see what's happening. It is Friday and it is getting lighter. So I'll keep you updated right after you hear from Dua Lipa.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny. I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. 'Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. 'Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. When my best friend caught you creeping, you blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision, 'cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love, 'cause I already cried enough. I've been done, I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, but it's too late now. So save it, get gone, shut up. 'Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give it up. I see you trying to get to me. I don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. Now you're all in the past. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You say I'm sorry.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, it's one lane closed and delays due to broken down transporter actually on the M25 anti-clockwise before Junction 1B and the Prince's Road at Dartford. And there's queuing traffic on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Redbridge roundabout. Travel time is around 20 minutes and the usual traffic heading out of London into Essex at this time of day. Now on the A120 east between... traffic on the A12 East between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. On the A121 northbound, slow between Debden and Wake Arms roundabout. In Braintree, A131 south, bound, yes, slow traffic there, Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout. Coggleshall Road. In Billericay, there's slammed traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road / Norsey Road. There's slow traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. And yes, Avenue of Remembrance, very slow, westbound due to the A12 closure in Colchester, and severe delays around Tollgate Shopping Centre in Stanway due to the A12 closure. Now let's head over to the Tube. Yes, the rail is looking good again. Minor delays on the Central Line, shortage of trains causing that. Minor delays on the Metropolitan Line between Harrow on the Hill and Moore Park. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, there are minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Uxbridge, all due to cancellations. Now, taking us up to our 4 at 4:30, we have one from our A-list, Jungkook and Usher. Now, Jungkook is from the band BTS. This is Standing Next to You. John Cook, standing next to you. That's the Asher remix as well. Now, it is time for our 4 at 4.30. Now, we had some brilliant artists from 1983's Brit Awards on yesterday's 4 at 4.30. But in which year were these stars handed the awards? Because it was on this day back in, but which year? Now, I'm not going to be playing the actual singles from that year, but I'm going to be playing some of the artists. So I'll give you a clue, obviously. Joss Stone was the best female artist, right? Best album was Keane's Hopes and Fears, and the best international band was this lot.
I'm not afraid to die.
Scissors, Scissors. I don't know, I feel like dancing. I do, actually. I always want to kind of play that one for our Shake It Off session in the last hour, but I've got a brilliant one for you for that. Anyway, we are talking about the 4 at 4.30 today. I might stick another one as well. It seems to be ending up 5 at 4.30, so I don't know why I don't do that. But, as I said, Josh Stone was the best female artist in this year. Best album was from Keane's Hopes and Fears. Best group were actually Franz Ferdinand as well. McFly was best pop act. So, let's have a listen, shall we, to Josh Stone and Keane. But do you know what year these Brit Awards were given out?
Feel
crash at the end there. Yes, Josh Stone with Super Duper Love. It was the best female artist. The best album, I say, was Keem. We've heard from them. We've had the best pop act was actually McFly. I'm going to be playing them in a minute, actually. The Scissor Sisters, best international band. Robbie got the best song for Angels. And Sir Bob Geldof got the outstanding contribution to music. But do you know what year the Brits were in this one? Do you know what the year was? It's a tricky one, to be fair, isn't it?
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Yeah.
So, the year that Franz Ferdinand, Joss Stone, Keen, Fly, Scissor Sisters, and Robbie Williams, and of course Sir Bob Geldof, who won the Outstanding Contribution to Music at the Brits. It was 2005. Yes, almost 20 years ago. Not quite, so there you go. Now, it's time to have a look at our events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So tonight, there is the charity fundraiser. It's a race night in aid of the Hanglin Trust. It's at Billericay Theatre, which is 34 Radford Way, Billericay. It's a pre-recorded horse race, or races, I should say, with commentary that you'll be able to place tote bets on. The tickets are £10 per person. Doors open at 7, but the first race is 7:45. Now, it's 100% in aid of the Hanglin Trust, and it's an Essex-based charity founded 40 years ago by a family raising two children with learning disabilities. So, for more details, you can go to billericaytheatre.co.uk, and there's loads of other slashes after that, or, to make it easy for yourself, come over to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page, and it will be there. So, it's the 9th of February, which is tonight, and it's the charity fundraiser race night in aid of the Hanglin Trust.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Noel Gallagher here on Phoenix FM on Friday, the 9th of February at 4:57. Now, do you know what day it is today? Well, it's, as well as being Friday, obviously, it is National Pizza Day. Now, it doesn't mean that you can go out and eat pizza for 24 hours and the calories or the carbs won't count. No, it's a day to actually celebrate all things pizza. Oh, it's making me mouthwater, to be fair. Now, so many toppings, right? Stuff I didn't know until I started looking. And all the bases, well, it'd take us like the whole rest of the show, an hour to get through to it, to be fair. But there's stuffed crust with garlic. There's one with tomatoes. And there's a new one with mushrooms I've seen. And there's also one that I couldn't believe. It just seems wrong, to be fair. But the stuffed crust is stuffed with hot dogs. That just seems so wrong. But I bet it'd be quite nice if you eat meat, to be fair. Now, we've not had a factoid for the whole of 2 hours, so here we go. You ready for this one? Now, Darius the Great in the 6th century BC recorded, well obviously in writing, not like a voice message or anything, that flatbread topped with dates and cheese. So, of course, that sounded like a really earlier pizza. Another factoid, I'm throwing them all at you. In 1830 in Italy, Naples was the very first pizza restaurant open, and it sort of replaced all like the little street vendors, because they used to like sell slices of pizza for those on low income. How brilliant is that? But anyway, I think today is the perfect day to kind of just celebrate the pizza by making your own, you know, get by the base, because that's a lot easier. But yeah, and then before you go off the subject, or before I go off the subject, I should say, do you know the country that has the highest consumption of pizza in the world per capita? Well, I'm going to be telling you a little bit later.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Yeah, Paul's up at 8 p.m. tonight. Loads of indie and alternative local acts as well we play. So you can always go back and have a look as well. PhoenixFM.com. Go to Resurrection or Paul Golder. And there's loads of his other shows there as well. And of course, taking over from me at 6 p.m. in almost an hour's time is a brilliant Daniel Gregory. Loads of music just for the weekend, really, from all across the ages and international borders. A brilliant show. And our Andy Gilson tracks from the 60s and 70s at 10 p.m. That takes us up to Destination Dawn, but we will be back after the news, all in about 3 minutes or so.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.